This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban seized three more Afghan provincial capitals and a local army headquarters Wednesday to complete a blitz across the country's northeast, giving them control of two-thirds of the nation as the United States and NATO finalize their withdrawal after a decades-long war. The fall of the capitals of Badakhshan and Baghlan provinces to the northeast, as well as Farah province to the west, put increasing pressure on the country's central government to stem the tide of the advance, even as it lost a major base in Kunduz. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani rushed to Balkh province, already surrounded by the Taliban-held territory, to seek help pushing back the insurgents from warlords linked to allegations of atrocities and corruption. He also fired his army chief of staff. The Biden administration says Afghan leaders have what they need to stop the Taliban from taking over the country. Speaking at the White House briefing Wednesday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki doubled down on the White House response to the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to make rapid gains in the country.
They have what they need. What they need to determine is if they have the political will to fight back and if they have the ability to unite as leaders to fight back. And that's really where it stands at this point.
Psaki said the White House is closely watching the deteriorating security conditions in parts of the country, but added that no particular outcome, in our view, is inevitable. The U.S. military, which plans to complete its withdrawal by the end of this month, has conducted some airstrikes, but largely has avoided involving itself in the ground campaign. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is